If and when Roe v. Wade gets overturned, that means that it would go back to the states. In other words, abortion wouldn't become illegal in America overnight. It would depend on which particular state, and especially if they have different laws depending on the issue. We're going to talk about abortion and some of the recent state laws here in America. And our guest is Micaiah Bilger, who writes for LifeNews.com. Micaiah, it's so great to have you back on the program. And by the way, I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and I appreciate you joining us, Micaiah.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Sure. All right, let's begin with New York State. They have legalized abortions up to birth, and recently you've written an article how now it wants to force New Yorkers to pay for abortions.
That's right. New York lawmakers seem to be pushing further and further extremes when it comes to abortion. They've really abandoned the old rhetoric that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. They don't want abortions to be rare by these laws that they're trying to pass right now. Last year, as you said, they made international news passing this radical pro-abortion law allowing unborn babies to be aborted for basically any reason up to birth. And now they want taxpayers to pay for abortions. This is something that polls consistently show that taxpayers oppose. Even people who call themselves pro-choice say, they think abortion should be allowed in certain circumstances, but no, tax dollars shouldn't go for them. Well, New York is trying to change that. Right now, it already does actually force taxpayers to pay for abortions in some circumstances. The state Medicaid program does pay for elective abortions for women in New York. But this new proposal would expand that. The two state lawmakers want to create a new fund to help women pay for abortions if they don't qualify for Medicaid or if they might be illegal immigrants or other things. So these people are not pushing choice. They're not saying, we should give women the option of abortion, adoption, parenthood. They are pushing abortion. They are pushing the killing of unborn babies. They're saying this is good, and they want our tax dollars to pay for it. It's really outrageous.
Your article says something that's really kind of shocking. It says New York already has more than 80 abortion facilities. Now, this is really fascinating because I know that, and this is probably from reading articles by you or others at LifeNews.com, I've read that Missouri is down to only one abortion clinic. And here, New York has 80. That's amazing.
It is. They're state to state, it's really really different. But New York, I think, has the second highest number of abortion facilities of any state.
Who has the highest?
California is the highest.
Of course.
And some of the statistics coming out of New York City and the state are really, really shocking. And it shows that when there's more abortion facilities, when there's liberal pro-abortion laws, that there are more abortions. In New York City, and this is according to the city's own health data, more African-American babies are aborted in New York City than are born.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. And by the way, Elvita King, who's black and is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., has often pointed out that even to this day, Planned Parenthood will often put their facilities in black areas, and it reflects that long-standing tradition within Planned Parenthood, kind of like a well-kept secret, but Margaret Sanger, their founder, was very much opposed to blacks and so forth. All right, we have about one-third the way through this discussion. I want to look at other states. How about the state of Illinois? Seems like they've become very pro-abortion lately, too.
They have, too, and they're really moving in the same way as New York, pushing to they passed a law in 2019 later on in the year than New York did, basically doing the same thing, legalizing abortions for basically any reason up to birth. A year or two earlier, either 2017 or 2018, no, it was 2017, Illinois passed a law allowing taxpayer-funded abortions. Mm. And then I just saw the statistics that came out last week, I believe, showing that in 2018, when those taxpayer-funded abortions went into effect, abortions went up 4,000 in 1 year. Wow. In Illinois. So these laws do make a difference. Mm. You know, laws do affect the conscience of our nation. And we're seeing that the pro-abortion laws passed in New York and Illinois, pushing taxpayer-funded abortions, pushing late-term abortions, are leading to more babies being killed, likely more women being injured. Statistics are still, you know, in the process of coming out, but this is, you know, this is what's happening in these states where they're making abortion a priority. It's really disturbing.
And it only makes sense what you're saying, that look, if the state's going to subsidize the abortions, well, whatever a government subsidizes, they're going to get more of that. Okay, let's move on to another state. Michigan, you wrote an article recently about a Michigan bill would ban dismemberment abortions, tearing babies limb from limb. And I do have to ask you, if this bill does pass, what are the chances that the ACLU will, you know, judge shop and then find some judge to, you know, nullify it or at least void it until, you know, many years later down the road? And it seems like that's a repeated pattern. But anyway, talk about Michigan's law.
Sure. Yeah, Michigan, we talked about some bad news, but Michigan, there's good news. They're really moving close to passing this law that protects unborn babies from really brutal, horrific dismemberment abortions. These abortions are the most common abortion method in the second trimester. And there's just new research evidence last week that these babies are capable of feeling intense pain, even at 12 weeks of pregnancy, and they're being ripped apart in their mother's wombs. So Michigan has been moving to ban this practice. And when you think about these laws and how, you know, eventually we all want, unborn babies to be protected from the moment of conception. But you also have to consider strategy, because we have a lot of pro-abortion judges right now, and we have Planned Parenthood and the ACLU challenging so many laws. President Donald Trump is working to appoint conservative judges, but Obama appointed a lot of liberal judges. So a lot of pro-lifers are looking at strategy and what can they do to protect unborn babies in ways that will be upheld in the courts. And that's what Michigan is trying to do based on past legal precedent. And so this could save thousands of babies' lives every year in Michigan. Mm. It looks like there will be probably a lawsuit if it does, go into effect, or it does pass, which it seems likely. But there's also hope. There's growing hope that this kind of a bill would be hopefully upheld in court eventually, because it's really cruelty. I mean, scientific evidence, you just look at what it does to the unborn child. You look at studies showing they feel intense pain, and it really has a good legal ground for being upheld. So, so there's a lot of hope for this law. It probably will not be upheld right away, but it has very good potential of saving thousands of babies' lives.
You know, it's interesting, too. These laws are extremely important, because it used to be that we were talking years ago, 1.4 million abortions a year. I read that just the most recent figure that we have, was 638,000 abortions. So wait, 1.4 million down to 638,000. Most of that, the drop, is, I'm sure it's partly because of the science and technology with ultrasounds and sonograms, but also it's these laws at the different state level. So laws are extremely important. How about just kind of a quick overview of southern laws? It seems like Georgia, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama all have had some laws passed related to abortion recently that are noteworthy.
Yes, it has been encouraging to see a lot of states step up, especially in the South last year. I don't know the exact number, but I believe it was over 100 pro-life laws were passed in various states across the nation. It was, you know, it was great. A number of them are being challenged in court, but there are more this year. Right now, Florida is considering a bill, and it looks like there's strong hope of it passing, to require parents to be involved if their daughter, an underage girl, wants an abortion. She would have to have a parent's permission. It seems like common sense that, you know, because if a child in school, usually a parent has to sign off if they, you know, want to give the child an aspirin, the school nurse. But states, because of Roe versus Wade, they have to pass these laws. Otherwise, you know, a girl can go and never tell a parent, or someone who's abusing her can take her in and the parents never know and have an abortion. So there's a lot of other legislation.
Let me stop you right there, because I want to comment on this. Even not only parental consent, but even parental notification is extremely important. I remember we did a story many years ago at D. James Kennedy Ministries about this poor family out of California where the daughter had an abortion without the parents giving approval and without the parents even knowing. Then the girl had an infection that was caused by the abortion. And as the doctors and the medical teams tried to help her, only later did it come out that she had had an abortion, which was the cause of this infection. By that time, permanent damage to her body had been done, and she was left in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. And the family was there to have to pick up the pieces, and it was all because there wasn't even a parental notification of the abortion. So, I mean, it's just a tragic story, but, you know, these people, it's like abortion is their God, and they must worship it at all costs, regardless of the human pain and suffering caused by those even who participate in this terrible thing.
Exactly. This is, I mean, it breaks my heart. I mean, it really does. I mean, I've talked to so many women, you know, who've been hurt by abortion and who bought into the lie, didn't realize, you know, were told a lot of lies and misinformation, and then realized the truth only too late. And so many of them are now leaders in the pro-life movement. There's a lady in my community who hosts baby showers whenever she can because she had an abortion. She bought into that lie, and now she works with other young women, pregnant women, to support them in choosing life for their babies. She runs a post-abortive ministry, too. There's so many of these, so many people who realize the truth too late, realize, you know, but now are doing so much, you know, to help others, to help women, to help babies. So there's so much heartbreak, but there's also so much hope.
We have 30 seconds left. Micaiah, is there one last maybe state you want to highlight, something going on there that we should know about, a law coming up?
Sure. Just wrote about this a day or two ago. The governor of Tennessee is proposing a really massive life legislation in that state. Tennessee, for many years, couldn't pass pro-life laws because of a state constitutional issue. Now they can. And it looks like that their governor and their state lawmakers are going to try to pass a bill to protect unborn babies once their heartbeats are detectable, to ban sex selection abortions, and a number of other steps. So we're seeing states, especially southern states, really step up, Tennessee, Louisiana, and it's encouraging. There's a lot of hope.
Good. Okay, Micaiah Bilger, lifenews.com. Micaiah, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me back.
Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.